People that are wrong about everything and conspiracy theorists. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's gonna be crazy. RFK Jr., man with the greatest throat situation in the history of time, has literally just announced some crazy stuff. For those of you that are not aware, this guy is Trump's health dude. He is in charge of health. Yes, his voice sounds like it's literally currently in the, you know, in the process of getting sucked up by a vacuum cleaner. But hey, other than that, bro is the pinnacle of actual masculinity and health. So the crazy thing is, apparently, in this speech, he says that COVID was fake and made on purpose. Now, I don't know if that's true. That's what I heard, and that's why we're getting into this. That's what we're getting into. We're getting into this, baby. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be wild. But he wasn't elected. He was elected! He literally was elected! He literally got the votes! Stop with this shit, guys! Stop! For the love of God! But anyway, I'm very excited to see what this is gonna be. I'm sure it's gonna make people mad. This literally just came out right now. I'm ready. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for that introduction, and thank you for minding the agency during my confirmation process. I'm very, very happy to be here. I'm proud that President Trump has appointed me to the position of trust.
All right.
To carry out his agenda.
Bro's talking in Morse code. Stop! Stop it, Chad! He has a throat disease! Why are you like this? No! He sounds like he needs oxygen. Bro, dude, if this guy would give you a blowjob, he would rip all the fucking skin off your cock. I don't know why I'm thinking of this. I just think of soundpaper rats. Stop, guys!
To make America healthy again. This is the mission that President Trump and I hold in common, and that has inspired a tectonic outpouring of enthusiasm and support from the American people. It's not difficult to understand why. In the U.S., 6 out of every 10 adults have at least one chronic disease. And
dude, 6 out of 10 adults have a chronic disease in America right now? Dog, y'all cooked.
4 in 10 have 2 or more.
Bro, 4 out of 10 American adults have 2 chronic diseases? Dog, the fuck? That's crazy.
Highest age standardized cancer incident rate among 204 countries in the world. Nearly.
The United States has higher cancer rates than any other country in the world? Bro, they're literally fucking countries where they breathe mud. Okay, what the shit? McDonald's sweating right now. Bro, Ronald McDonald rolling over in his grave. Doesn't surprise me even a little. Bro, that's insane! That's crazy!
Double the next highest rate. Asthma and autoimmune diseases are far more common in the U.S. than in any other part of the world.
God damn.
Prior to COVID, American life expectancy averaged 7.8 years. That's about 4 years shorter than comparable countries.
Okay, I know he's listing facts right now, and I know that there's going to be people saying, proof, fuck up. Believe him. He's telling the truth. Stop it. Not every word needs to be fact-checked. He's reading this shit off of paper right now. Dude, this is crazy. Dog, this is crazy. People in America are fucked. Why is our money and our tax dollars going to gay tap dancing in Uganda when it could be funding stuff to actually help people here? I mean, we all know the answer. It's because the big pharmaceutical companies want to make money, so they invent new diseases to make people more sick, to buy more drugs, to kill them. It's a pretty rough strategy. It's not easy out here.
Autism now affects 1 in every 36 kids.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Autism is that common? Oh my god.
Fourfold.
What's your proof? He's reading off a paper, not a tablet, because he's old.
Increase over
power. Oh! You saw the paper! I was literally right! Oh, literally correct! Oh, eat that! Eat that! Yes! Ageism wins again every time.
For past decades, 18% of teens suffer from fatty liver disease. Nearly 38.
That's because they're fat as fuck. I think we need to go back to fat shaming. I think that's the truth. President Trump, if this guy dies of throat within the next 4 years, elect me. I will make fat shaming fat again. That is what I will do. I will get together, we will come together, bang our heads together, I'll be like, Mr. President, great cock, by the way, beautiful orange complexion as always, Mr. President, I'll say thank you so much, thank you, you're so blue and I'm so orange, we're such a good team, I'll be like, yes, and then I'll be like, yo, Mr. President, have you considered possibly making fat people ashamed again? And they'll be like, holy fuck, why didn't I think of that? That's so smart, oh my god! Bro, I'm just saying, listen, I don't think that making fun of fat people is a good thing, because I don't think making fun of people in general is a good thing. Oh, I almost believed myself there for a second. But I fully believe that we need to start getting back together, all right? And when you see creatures like this walking down the street, I think we need to start looking at them and calling them Hijabba the Hutt. Listen, for the good of America, for the good of America, that's what I think we need to do. We need to do this. I'm not saying shaming people because they should be insulted. I want to aim them to help them. This is positive humiliation rituals, yes. Oh shit, put it away. I'm sorry, Chad. I'm sorry. I won't show it ever again.
Percent are diabetic or pre-diabetic.
What percent?
Nearly 38% are diabetic or pre-diabetic.
Every word he says hurts. What? Rate of diabetes in the U.S. Fuck, bro. 11.6% of the population has diabetes. And that includes children. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's crazy. President Trump, hear me out. Bring shaming back. I know some people won't like it, but they'll be fat. So they can't, like, even if they chase you, you'll be able to get away. That's my theory.
And more than-
always make fun of someone that you can run faster than. That's what I always say.
40% are overweight or obese. Bro. These conditions were virtually unheard of when my uncle was president, 1960 to 1963, when I was a 10-year-old.
Oh, he was only president for 3 years? That's weird. I'm sorry, I was just waiting for someone in chat to freak out. I'm sorry, that was not funny at all, but I had to say it anyway. Definitely subscribe for more uncouth comments. It'll probably get me banned at some point, hell yeah.
Boy, the sperm counts and testosterone are down about 50% in American boys, and our girls are...
Well, yeah. I mean, like, have you seen American boys? Like, listen, I haven't counted any of their sperm, but I could tell you, bro. Listen, bro. Listen, I'll be real here. I've seen them.
Reaching puberty 6 years earlier than historical generation.
That's crazy. I heard that before. Fuck. That kids are reaching puberty 6 years earlier than most, than other generations. Listen, I don't know if it's the shit in the, like, fast food, but, like, that's terrifying.
Our only solution to these issues...
Make children... Stop cutting their own cocks off. That, personally, is one thing that I would focus on immediately.
Seems to be more and more pharmaceutical interventions that don't seem to be alleviating the problem, and in many cases appear to be worsening it.
Yeah, listen, it's kind of weird. You mean to tell me that the pharmaceutical companies that have everything to gain by sick people existing might have nefarious motives? Listen, follow the money. It always answers your question literally every time. Listen, welcome to the Nux train of thought. No, this is not because I'm Jewish, but this is because I have eyes. Follow the fucking money. If a company has everything to gain by you being sick, they might be contributing.
Over-medication, particularly in children, is a growing issue. More than 3.4 million American children are currently taking medication for ADD and ADHD, and yet...
Back in my day, when someone was ADHD, you know what they would get? Slap across the face. Now look at these kids.
Numbers continue to rise. President Trump has asked me to reverse the epidemic of chronic disease.
Okay.
The way to do that is to bring...
It's crazy that they got the guy with, like, the least healthy sounding voice on the planet to do this shit. Like, oh my God, dude. And the funny thing is, he's, like, super healthy. I think he's ripped and everything. Like this dude is actually fucking healthy. He just sounds like a frog. He sounds like he is currently undergoing the second of the 10 plagues in Egypt.
HHS to its full potential as the steward of the American healthcare system. That is the mission that I want to share with you.
All right.
I have a vivid memory of visiting NIH when I was a boy. My mother, a woman who worked for my mother, had a husband who was an NIH scientist.
All right.
And when I was that age, I wanted to be a scientist.
Hell yeah.
And he would bring me to...
And he became a politician. Right, he's getting oranger and oranger every time. Trump is obviously rubbing off on him.
NIH to the labs, to look at the rats and the guinea pigs, and to look through the microscopes. And for me, that was an extraordinary thrill to see scientists who were engaged in this existential search for existential truths.
True. Scientists are awesome. They're pretty great. I am a big fan of scientists. When they're not making money directly off the suffering of people, they're great.
And who were working to make our country stronger and to make our people stronger. Those were different times. America was at the apex of its power and prestige.
Oh, shit.
And all the world looked to us for leadership.
Oh, shit.
This was particularly true of NIH and CDC and FDA. They provided the gold standard of science and research, trusted the world over. They produced scientific heroes like Bernice Eddy, Sarah Elizabeth Stewart, and Francis Kelsey. Francis Kelsey was, of course, the young FDA scientist. Through her own stubbornness and integrity, saved our country from the scourge of thalidomide, left a wake of grim birth defects and grotesque patients and deformities.
I heard of that. I think that was a drug that they used to give pregnant women to make the pregnancy go easier, and then it turns out that the babies were born deformed. I remember hearing about that shit. Fuck, dude.
Across Europe, in 1962, my uncle John F. Kennedy honored Stewart with the President's Award for Distinguished Federal Civilian Service, the government's highest civilian honor. The greatness of NIH was rooted in its unimpeachable integrity.
All right.
It truly deserved the reputation for conducting science in the public interest. Countries that didn't have their own research institution, for example, the new countries of post-colonial Africa, trusted American science so much, and many of them wrote into their own laws, if the FDA approved it, then it's approved in our country as well.
All right. That's very trustworthy shit. That's giving the FDA a lot of power, for sure. The good thing is about power. Power doesn't corrupt. That's my favorite thing about power. People are known to be uncorruptible when they have lots of power. That's my favorite thing about power.
Is under HHS to earn that back level of global trust. And what is the path to public trust? The path to trust is always through transparency.
He's right, bro. If COVID was made in a lab, now I don't know what happened to COVID. Maybe I'm just saying this to cover my own ass because I had a video previously taken down whenever I made memes about COVID in the past, and I've been salty about that literally for years that YouTube censored me by taking down my video about COVID. I am not going to say with any definitive thing that COVID was made in a lab. But if it was, we should know about that shit.
It is the foundation of science, and it is the foundation of democracy. I think it's significant that an overwhelming majority of the men who signed the Declaration of Independence.
Nux, you're too cynical about human nature. No, I have seen more human nature than you. I am not too cynical of human nature. I completely disagree. I think I'm just based. You can love me, you can hate me, but we will all come to the conclusion that most people operate in their own self-interest. It's a simple, simple equation that works most of the time.
Who are this nation's founding father?
And that's coming from me, a guy who loves humanity, and I really love humanity. But most humans will act in their own self-interest most of the time.
Others were also citizen scientists. These included Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson? He's the guy that made the light bulb.
George Washington, John Adams, James Madison, Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin
Franklin? He's the guy that made the light bulb.
And Rush, a physician. Julian Bartlett, a physician. Matthew Thornton, a physician. And Oliver Wolcott, a physician. Science and democracy were born together during the Enlightenment, and they share the same ideals for openness, for public access, and for transparency.
Yeah.
Both science and democracy flourish from the free and unimpeded flow of information.
Yeah, I think he's completely right. And I think this is something that a lot of people don't actually take at face value. The idea that without transparency, democracy is kind of a sham. If we don't know what's going on, if we don't have any idea what the fuck is happening in the world, how could our vote really be worth something, right? If the government lies to us about, let's say, what goes on with COVID and what Trump is doing and what the Biden did and what was happening in the world, and because of lies presented on a platter by the media, we are voting a certain way based on our limited knowledge, is that really democracy? Real democracy is when everyone has all the facts and everyone has all the facts and comes to a conclusion that they own make themselves and then they each vote. That's democracy. That's never gonna happen. You're gonna always have your retards and little echo chambers on the fucking internet that aren't gonna believe any of this shit. Democracy doesn't really exist, but it definitely doesn't exist without transparency. So I think he's completely right here. The fact that, for example, as a simple example, billions of dollars have been sent over the last bunch of years, billions of dollars have been sent to fucking underwater chicken tickling in Tibet and, surprise butt sex in Afghanistan. Like, the fact that our money was going there and we had no idea about any of that, that's not transparency. That is having no idea what the government is doing and expecting you to vote anyway. I don't care about the 360-year-old American collecting Social Security money because I don't think that it should have been a thing. But again, we didn't know about any of that because transparency is something that the politicians in power will actively try to stop you from having. So I think this is a very true, real thing.
No one trusts science that isn't transparent about its research.
He's right. I'm telling you, the more science evolves every year, science evolves more and more. We have gotten to a point that there are more people not trusting science than people in the fucking 1800s. They trusted their science more than people trust science today just because of how actively the shadow government hides shit from people. Dude, the fact that they didn't tell anyone that there were side effects to the COVID vaccines. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? There were. There's a giant list of side effects for the COVID vaccines. Why would you lie about that? Well, it was because they just wanted everyone to get vaccinated. You had to make Trump a bad guy. You had to, you know, like, but what were the side effects? Let me pull up the list. COVID vaccine side effects. I'll pull up the list. Don't worry. I'm going to try at least. Ready? This was only released in the Trump administration. This was February 16, 2025, less than a week ago. They just released the list of side effects in COVID-19 vaccine. Ready? Blood thrombosis, acute kidney injury, acute flaccid myelitis, positive anti-sperm antibodies, brainstem embolism, brainstem thrombosis, cardiac arrest, hundreds of cases, heart failure, cardiac ventricular thrombosis, cardiogenic shock, central nervous system vasculitis, neonatal death, deep vein thrombosis, brainstem encephalitis, hemorrhagic encephalitis. Just in case you were curious, thought you'd like to know. Pretty cute, huh? But remember when they said that
there were no side effects to the COVID vaccines?
You don't want to get a strike on YouTube? Eh, Trump's America. I'm not going to get a strike on YouTube for this. Yeah, that's right. Trump's America, baby. Trump's America. But nope, none of those were on the list before. That's weird. I thought it had no side effects. Weird. That's odd. Is Nux anti-vax? I am absolutely not anti-vax. I am very pro-vax. Very pro-vax. Pro-researched vaccines, yes. Polio, yeah. Hepatitis, yeah. All the other ones, basically, that they give to kids, yes. I am pro all of those things. Pointing out known side effects of a vaccine is not being anti-vax. Like, actual retarded brain rot shit. If you think that saying that, pointing out actual factual side effects. I don't know, man. Why is information political? Great question.
It's raw data or it's conflicts of interest. No one trusts a government built on lies, on secrets, on cover-ups, and propaganda. That's why my uncle famously observed that the word secrecy is repugnant to a free and open society.
Wait, so Jay... No way, bro. So John F. Kennedy, the guy that was assassinated, said that free information is important for society, and then he gets assassinated, and they literally seal the information. Wait, you're telling me the government sealed and hid the information of the guy who's anti-censorship? To quote Rachel Zegler, weird, weird.
Healthcare policy has been the subject of intense controversy for 20 years. And have you noticed that the controversy is almost entirely about who pays for it? Republicans and Democrats fight these ferocious battles on Capitol Hill. And it's always about who to shift the burden of paying for it. And for me, I've said before, this is like moving deck chairs around on the Titanic. Our health is getting worse and worse.
That's a crazy expression. Moving deck chairs around on the Titanic. But it doesn't matter where the deck chairs are. You're going to hit the fucking iceberg. Ew. Nux, maybe you're not too cynical about human nature. There we go. People coming around.
And when the total costs are over $4 trillion as they are now.
Bro, it's the answer to all the fucking questions, dude. It's the answer to the questions. Where's the money going? Who stands to gain by this shit? That's the questions you gotta be asking every time.
There is no good solution, only less bad ones. We need to start asking a very different question.
All right.
Regardless of who pays, why are we paying so much? Well, which is, by the way, 2 to 3 times what European nations pay for better, for worse health outcomes.
Yeah, weird how that happens. Interesting. Very weird how that happens. Kind of odd. Ooh. Yeah, no, it's definitely wild for sure. Fuck. America pays more to schooling than any other country in the world. America's schooling is one of the lowest in the world. America pays more to healthcare than any other country in the world. America's healthcare shit and pharmaceuticals thing is worse than everyone else in the world. Why is this happening, bro? What's going on?
Well, corruption and efficiency may be part of it. But the main reason is quite simply that Americans are very, very sick. We are, in fact, the sickest nation on Earth with the highest chronic disease burden in the world or in the history of the world. During COVID, we had in this country 16% of the global COVID deaths. We only have 4.2% of the world's population.
Wait. Is that a real statistic? Wait, what? America has 4% of the world's population, but had 16% of the deaths? And America had all the vaccines? And America had all the fucking... Oh my god. That's crazy. I'm trying to look because I got some people in my chat. I just see a lot of numbers, bro. I'm not doing the math. I believe him. I don't think he's just gonna sit here and lie on a public podium with the stats in front of him.
So something we were doing was utterly wrong. And the CDC says that's because we're the sickest people in the world. They say that the average American who died from COVID had 3.8 chronic diseases. Oh, so dude. Were they dying from COVID or were they dying from chronic disease?
Damn.
According to some estimates, 90% of healthcare spending today goes toward managing chronic disease. When my uncle was president, it was zero.
Fuck, dude.
We didn't even have drugs for chronic disease then.
Okay, but that was also like, you know, that was also like 60 years ago, so I don't know.
And now it's become a burden that's threatening to sink our country. My main mission at HHS, in which I hope that you will all join me, is to reverse the chronic disease epidemic in America. How are we going to do that? It isn't by replacing one paradigm with another one by force.
All right.
I'm not going to come in here.
All right, so what's happening?
And impose my belief over any of yours.
That's good.
Instead, we're going to work together to launch a new era of radical transparency.
Radical transparency. Fuck, that's crazy. I'm ready, bro.
Only through radical transparency can we provide Americans with genuine informed consent, which is the bedrock and the foundation stone of democracy.
He's 100% right. If they could actually do this, that would be incredible. I know recently there was a German scientist that made a video talking about how some scientists are actively saying wrong things to get funding and not actually telling the public what's actually going on.
Transparency allows diverse parties to establish common ground of mutually trusted information. That's a basic precept of science. Results have to be reproducible. A whole experiment has to be open to scrutiny and replication. It's no secret that many of our institutions of democracy, but even of science and medicine are no longer transparent.
He's right. He's right. People don't know about, like, the fact that they didn't release what the side effects of the COVID vaccine were are insane. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Sabine Hossenfelder made this video over here. I was asked to keep this confidential. People asking you not to talk about how some people are actively making wrong scientific studies and statements and shit on purpose. And it's crazy. And it's for money. Like, dude, you gotta be fucking scientific with everything.
As a consequence, they have become inefficient, dysfunctional, or corrupt. They have fallen captive to the profit-making industries.
Money, money, money. Yep.
They have stagnated in bureaucratic secrecy
and
in siloing. They have lost touch with ordinary citizens. But here's the paradox that a lot of crusaders need to understand. Most of the people who work in these institutions and agencies and organizations are competent, ethical, and caring, and idealistic. I think that's especially true at HHS. When I was a boy, I particularly admired the scientists that I saw there because I thought these are the smartest people in the world.
That's crazy. And he's right. Because, like, you're going to argue the scientists? I remember when people were giving Joe Rogan so much shit. Every time Joe Rogan would say something, he'd be like, bro, you're going to argue with Dr. Fauci? Yes, he made billions of dollars off the vaccine, but bro, he's a scientist. You're just a guy. You're just a dude. You're just a bozo. Why are we going to trust you? He's literally right. He's literally right. You can argue the scientist, but then it turns out the scientist is making fucking insane money on this shit.
And yet, they're not receiving much money. They're very low paid compared to people who are using high IQ to acquire things and to acquire status and money. That means they must have been motivated by something higher, something more idealistic. And I still think I still believe that today. I believe that most of you here are not here for the money. You don't enter service to get rich.
I don't want anyone to make this confusion here. I am here for the money. I want to make this clear. I love making content, but I am also here for the money. My last Hassan Piker video was demonetized, and I am very upset about that. I want to make this very clear. I have a Patreon. Okay, I have a fucking Patreon in the description of my video. I don't shout it out as much as I should, but I am here for the money. Just wanted to, like, make this... I don't want you to think I'm being an altruistic little goofball on the... I am very... radical transparency. Subscribe to increase the numbers under my channel name. Subscribe. Leave a like for higher numbers. Comment. Because I love your commentary.
Bitch, that's for sure.
My whole chat saying Jew moment. Thanks, guys.
On a basic level, I trust the idealism of most of the people who work at HHS. I also understand the corrosive power of money as it infiltrates and captures institutions like ours. My goal as secretary here at HHS will be to create a culture of competency, of ethics, of openness, of transparency.
This would be so good if he could do this. Oh my God. This would be incredible. If he could actually do, and I'm just waiting. Because I have some people in my chat right now. It's like, why are you watching the anti-vaxxer? It's like, bro, dude. First of all, he's the fucking, he's in charge of healthcare in the United States right now. All right, so he's an important guy. Second of all, I don't even think he's an anti-vaxxer. I think he's just anti-some vaxxes. And third of all, this would be an incredibly good thing. It's like Doge. The people freaking out about Doge. It's like, I hate that Elon Musk is exposing that billions of dollars are going to underwater cock-sucking in fucking Afghanistan.
Of caring, of pride. So that individuals who share these ideals can flourish and thrive. Sure, those who are unwilling to embrace those kind of ideals can retire. And I understand that it is a system and not the people.
I love
that
systems.
Is the main problem.
Systems are great.
This is how the agencies under the HHS umbrella will recover their reputations as unimpeachable sources of scientific information to guide policymaking, medical professionals, the public, and the whole world. We will remove conflicts of interest.
Oh, God.
Committees and research
partners. Dude, this is huge. This is so huge. Dude, and because all these people have conflicts of interest, every single one of them, literally all of them. Oh my God. And the fact that some doctors apparently get certain kickbacks if they prescribe certain medications, it's like such a fucking gross system. Like, how did it take this long for someone to sit up and be like, actually, this is the most retarded shit on the planet. Crazy. Oh my God.
Whenever possible, or balance them with other stakeholders. We will shut the revolving door to reestablish public trust. We will make our data and our policy process so transparent that people won't even have to file a FOIA request.
Ooh, that would be crazy.
Another reason why our agencies have lost public trust is that they've become too politicized. Well, our health should not be a political issue, as I said to you.
He's so right. Why is health a political issue?
President Trump the other day, there's no such thing as Democratic children or Republican children. These are all of our children, and all of us want to keep them healthy. It should be an issue of science and an issue of basic human compassion. The science gets politicized.
Oh, right. He's literally right about everything he's saying here. Like, that's crazy. I honestly think most doctors are supervised enough not to lie. Okay, dude, I have a doctor in my family that knows for a fact that told me, with her own mouth, okay, that, of course I have a doctor in my family, I'm Jewish, so literally told me, with her own mouth, that doctors are incentivized to prescribe drugs over natural things that also help the potential disease. Like, she literally told me that. Again, this is crazy if you think that every single doctor on the planet is always gonna be the nice guy. Like, bro, it happens. It happens a lot, especially when there's so much money involved. Like, think about this realistically. Think about the most cutthroat asshole you know. Now imagine that guy is in charge of health. And see, and think about how that's gonna play out. Look, I'm just being real here.
When power and profit are involved, and power and profit are blind to compassion, reducing the influence of money, therefore, it goes hand in hand with depoliticizing HHS. I've spoken of science, and now let me speak about compassion. HHS is the home to programs like Medicare and Medicaid, and between them serve over 160 million Americans. The same technology that has uncovered vast...
We are going to be employing Luigi Mangione to be in charge of healthcare. He is going to be our healthcare czar.
Amounts of waste and
Trump is going to be writing him an imperial pardon tomorrow.
And be used to better serve our fellow citizens.
They call it an imperial pardon? Fuck.
Emperor Trump going crazy. Listen, it was a Freudian slip, okay?
Depend on these programs to make sure that no one is left behind and no one is left out. We will aim to set a standard of courtesy, efficiency, professionalism, and integrity that will make HHS again the envy of the world. Let me say one more thing about politicization, and this is personal. As you know, I've come through a very highly polarized confirmation process.
True. This guy is one of the most controversial people in the entire country. The only good thing is when he's standing next to Trump, he's like no one, because Trump is probably the most controversial person in all of history. So this guy, he's in a good shape. He is next to, here's like my advice, all right? If you're a fat guy and you don't want to look fat, hang around even fatter people, because then no one's going to make fun of you for being fat. They're going to focus on the other guy. So always be around a fatter dude. That's what he's doing with Trump right now, okay? Literally what he's doing with Trump. All right, no one thinks he's controversial when he's standing next to Big Orange, bro.
Fog of narrative warfare has made it hard to get a sense of who I am and what I believe and what I represent. A lot of times when I read these articles characterizing me, I think to myself, I wouldn't want to work for that guy either. So, since we all...
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. It's like the media slandering people, it literally works so well. I have people in my chat asking me, like, hey, isn't this the anti-vax guy? Bro, listen to him actually speak, and he never says that. It's like, it's wild, bro. It is so wild every time. It's like when people call me controversial because they see some sort of fucking Twitter thread. Like, no one actually believes. People actually believe this shit. It's crazy. That's the world we live in. And slowly but surely, people are becoming desensitized to what just random online cringe people are telling you. And it's beautiful.
All are here together. I have a request to make from you, my new colleagues.
Ooh.
Let's start a relationship by letting go of any preconceptions that you may have about me, and let's start from square one. Let's establish mutual intention to work toward what we all care about, the health of the American people. In return, I want to make a promise to all of you. It's also...
Make America throat scratchy again.
About preconceptions.
Oh.
I'll start by acknowledging that throughout my career, I've asked a lot of difficult questions, and I've come to a lot of unpopular conclusions.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to keep asking those kind of questions.
As you should.
What I promise to you now is to hold my preconceived answers lightly. I promise to be willing to be wrong. I promise to listen to all the stakeholders, all the parties to the conversation, including the ones, especially the ones with whom I've disagreed in the past. I promise to keep an open mind toward every possibility and every contingency. I hope you will all join me in this commitment, because the health of our people is a lot more important than being right being vindicated.
He's completely right.
We can start right now. Last Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order to establish the MAHA Commission.
Ooh.
To study what...
MAHA is Make America Healthy Again? Oh, goddamn. Oh, my... Dude's starting fucking crazy commissions. Every day is a new commission. This is incredible.
It's caused the precipitous decline in American health over the past two generations. So we will convene representatives of all viewpoints to study the drastic rise in disease.
Damn!
Some of the possible factors we will investigate...
You think that some drug companies are actually going to get fucking cooked? Oh my god, dude, the content is going to be incredible!
Formerly taboo, or insufficiently scrutinized. The childhood vaccine schedule, electromagnetic radiation, glyphosate, other pesticides, ultra-processed foods, artificial food allergies.
Oh my god, he's looking into everything!
SSRI and other psychiatric drugs, PFAs, PFOAs, microplastics, nothing is going to be off limits.
Bro.
Whatever belief...
The purge.
...and I have expressed in the past, I'm willing to subject them all to the scrutiny of unbiased science. That is going to be our template.
Oh,
unbiased science. That's something that will make us all proud of this agency and of our role in restoring American health. Let's commission research that will satisfy all the stakeholders once and for all. Let's use protocols that we all agree on in advance and not alter the outcomes of studies halfway through and that they look inconvenient.
Interesting. That'd be crazy.
Let's all depoliticize these issues and reestablish a common ground for action and renew the search for existential truth with no political impediments and no preconceptions.
Damn.
Finally, I want to ask you...
All right, that's going to be crazy. Oh my god, I am so curious to see what they turn up with. And if he's actually completely transparent about all the fucking science behind all this shit... Like, this will be the type of thing only a hardcore Trump hater could disagree with purely because he's on Trump's side and for no other actual logical reason. That'd be crazy. That'd be insane. If he actually releases the full transparent findings to all this shit, oh my god, the sugar mafia is cooked, guys.
Think about an even larger challenge to this agency. If we're really going to end the chronic disease epidemic, we need to recognize the connection between the physical decrepitude that now beleaguers our citizenry and the pervasive spiritual malaise that has left so many young people feeling alienated, dispossessed, disconnected, purposeless, and hopeless.
What did he just say? Like, hold up. We're going to have to go. Listen, spiritual what?
Beleaguers our citizenry and the pervasive spiritual malaise.
Spiritual malaise? Wait, is he doing federally mandated religion to get people more, like, I don't know, connected? Whew, the content's gonna be crazy, listen! The content's gonna be good! Endless content! Oh, wow, okay, where's this going?
That has left so many young people feeling alienated, dispossessed, disconnected, purposeless, and hopeless.
Damn.
Spiritual and physical maladies thrive on one another. They feed on one another. Our overall wellness...
See, I do think that he's right, that mental and physical, diseases do feed into each other. He calls it spiritual diseases, which is, I mean, definitely something. I don't know how he intends to force this somehow, mandate it somehow, but damn. Bro literally went up here and be like, now I am in charge of health. Y'all need Jesus. That's crazy, bro. Oh my god.
Speaking with the spirit.
I do think that, like, religion in general, or spiritual connection and stuff, I do think it is good for people. People that are religious in certain ways, as long as they're not extreme, they are generally, at least from my perspective, I could be completely wrong. From my perspective, they tend to be happier people. You know, bro literally went up there and said, get a hobby. Damn, that's crazy. But all right, we'll see what this happens.
Spiritual question. How do we relate to ourselves?
Yeah, there's no way he's going to force this, right? There's no way he's going to force this.
Close to each other, to our communities, and to the planet. Vested interests and malignant political actors profit and flourish when we are atomized and fragmented and uncertain. When we can be easily propagandized, when we live in fear and helplessness and victimization. These forces
Damn.
Prefer to have us in terror and anxiety, which disable our capacity for critical thinking and make us more compliant and more credulous.
I do think that would be that is a good thing. I do think for sure it would be nice to have some sort of transparency here. For real, for real.
If they want us hiding from ourselves, to avoid our own shadows and dulling our pain and loneliness through sedation and distraction. Yet inside of us, we know that love and self-knowledge are the only true paths to good health. Here at HHS, we need to take on the task of guiding our country and the world to question towards skepticism.
That's me. I'm a questioning skeptic.
Towards engagement.
Oh my god.
To discover our
he
own
literally
past
me.
To living our fullest life. Unleashing the potential in every one of us to make good personal choices that allow us to nourish, to heal, and to develop ourselves. Only this path will make us effective citizens in a democracy. This is decidedly the American identity that we want for our children and their children. Through our own example of dedication and integrity, we can inspire our country on the mission toward well-being and toward achieving our historic mission as an exemplary nation. The goals that I have for HHS, the goals of transparency...
Again, if he could actually somehow implement this, that would be crazy.
...of informed choice, of integrity, of efficiency, are possible only with your help. This task before us is historic, to reverse a trend of worsening health that goes back 60 years. And I know that we can do it. I know a higher standard of health is possible. I know that because I remember a time that our country was the healthiest and most robust country on earth.
Damn.
With your help and...
Yeah, he really sitting there being like, America fell off.
...commitment, we can go back to that time. We can have that again. Now let's get to work, and thank you all very much.
And he's gonna walk off the stage and have four cups of water. Yeah, no, that's... That was a good speech, honestly. That definitely was a good speech. I don't know if he's actually planning on doing some sort of mandated spirituality or something. That was a little weird. But the rest of it, like, radically transparent scientists sounds like a dream come true. Honestly, like an actual dream. Oh my god. Dude, chat hates this guy. I don't know, that's wild. Like, a lot of people in my chat were like, didn't he say that, he's the guy that said that Jews don't get COVID. First of all, that's not what he said. Like, I know the clip you're talking about, which is why I know that you're wrong. He said, statistically, Jews and Asians, statistically, got less COVID than other people. That's not what he said. He didn't say Jews are immune to COVID, implying some sort of fucking giant conspiracy. Like, and he actually had some sort of scientific backing. I don't know if it's right or not, whatever. But the point is, he said that the genetics of some people are more resistant than other people. All right? That's what he said. Which is totally not the thing that was literally just said in my chat. But anyway, he didn't say you gotta fucking circumcise yourself and you're cured of COVID. That literally wasn't what he was saying. But every time I hear him speak, I like what he says. I have not seen, like, a really bad clip from him. And I'm sure there are. Maybe I just didn't do enough research. But every time I see him speak, I like the things he says. Literally every time. He lied about Bernie Sanders getting lobby money from Big Pharma. Bernie Sanders did get money from Big Pharma. Bernie Sanders got $1.5 million from Big Pharma. What are you talking about? He was literally telling the truth. That's crazy. Okay, anyway, we're calling this here. So COVID situation, I was a little clickbaited, probably, to some degree. But yeah, no, it is wild. It is wild, absolutely wild, that they finally just released all the COVID vaccine side effects after all this time. After fucking years, 4 years of this shit, and they finally released the side effects. Like, insane. But anyway, thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate you guys. Very, very much. Very, very much. And I suppose we'll see if this actually gets transparent. It's gonna be crazy. I'm curious. I'm curious what's gonna happen. All I know is the content is gonna be glorious. Very excited for people to take this out of context and call me an anti-vaxxer. Stay weird, fam. Like, subscribe.